thought before putting Yom Narayim and Sukkis too far behind in the rear view mirror. So that'll tell us, the pasuk says, Mayofu Pamaich, Na'olim Bas Nadiv, how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is those who are Eile Regel, we can see the beauty of Klal Yisrael in their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, through that which they are Eile Regel 3 times a year to the base of Mikdash. Now, Shlomo famously points out that the literal translation and the allusion here to Eile Regel, Mayofu Pamaich, Na'olim, how beautiful are your feet in their shoes, Bas Nadiv, Bas Nadiv refers to the children of Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, how beautiful are your feet and your shoes, referring to the Eile Regel, they're going up to Yerushalayim, they're going to the time of the Eile Regel, they're spending time with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the base of Mikdash. Ask Sir Schwab, when you come to the Azorah, the Halacha is, we know that you have to go without your shoes, you have to go barefoot. If you really want to speak about the beauty of Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the best thing for you to say was, Mayafu Pamaich Belina Olim. You should be the beauty of Klal Yisrael is at the specific time when they're standing without shoes. The whole year they go with shoes, at home they wear shoes. On the road with shoes, the one time when we know everyone Klal Yisrael is walking around barefoot, that's where you see the beauty. That's clearly the time of Eile Regel. Suggests for Schwab, the beauty of Klal Yisrael is not so much at the moment of Eile Regel. You got to do it, you got to show up, you got to do what you got to do. But when you do something, be it by choice, be it by because you have to do it, how do you walk away from, you know, you walk away from an event, depending how you walk away, we really see your attitude all along towards it. It could be you had to go because you have to go there. When you walk away, are you walking away with nostalgia? Are you walking away with longing to stay longer? Are you walking away looking over your shoulder hoping you had more, wishing you could have capitalized more in the situation? Are you walking away in a hurry saying, I've had enough, I want to get out of here? By seeing Klal Yisrael as they put their shoes back on, when they put their shoes back on to go home, seeing how much they were yearning for more, how much every yid says, I wish I could have grabbed more in the time I was there, and hopefully next time around I will grab even more. That's where you see the true beauty of Klal Yisrael, simply find by Ravinu, by Dakedah, even after he was told, don't check the Yitzchak. He goes ahead, he looks for something else to capitalize in the moment, something else to capture the moment. You see the beauty of Klal Yisrael, and they try to catch on to more as they're leaving, as they're waiting moments, and they're moving on into the future, how they wish they could take more back home. So we're moving past Sukkot, and we are going on into the year. So thinking, just the thought occurred to me, over Shmi Yitzharism, because perhaps one rayon, how to keep it, so, you know, everyone over the course of Yom Narayim has their moment of inspiration, their moment of high somewhere, be it on Shana, be it in Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, over Sukkot and Kastayra. How do you catch those moments and try to take it with you through the years? So I had a thought that perhaps, you know, everyone wonders, how does Sim Kastayra get stuck together with Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is the last day of Sukkot, we're capturing, you know, Hashem says stay around one more day. And we have Sim Kastayra, we finish the year, and it seems to be somewhat coincidental, because I'll pick the day for Sim Kastayra. Had to be somewhere. We got to finish the Torah, we finish once a year, that's Araminic. Okay, so it was a good day, everyone's there anyways, may as well make it that day, but it sounds a little strange. It could be, perhaps, we know that in the state of the Navi, in the last Navi we have, is Malachi, and the last Navi he says, the closing of Malachi ends off Zichru Tairus Maisha Avdi. Remember the Tair of Maisha Avdi. The Malbim says, why are these the closing words on the chapter of Navi? Of all the Navi, Tairus is the closing chapter of Navi. The Malbim suggests that the Klal Yisrael, you know, they understood they were coming to the end of that period. They understood Navi, that's it, that's gone. It used to be a period, anytime you had a question, go to the Navi. You want to know where to go in life, what to do, what the best course of action would be. It was at your doorstep. Go to the Navi, he'll tell you exactly what Hashem wants from you, what you should be doing, he'll advise you. And they knew that chapter was coming to a close. So the Navi tells them, don't worry, all is not lost. Zichru Tairus Maisha Avdi. You're not going to be in my home anymore, but I'm only a telephone call away. The Tairus is still there. If you put yourself into the Tairus, you get involved in the Tairus, I'll always be there for you. So if Zichru Tairus Maisha Avdi, you won't have a Navi to talk to you straight, so you can find me and talk to me. You'll hear the Dvar Hashem through your own connection to Tairus. If you take the time and the effort to invest in connecting through Tairus, I'll always be there for you to speak to you and to guide you through what you will pick up through Dveikus Velimada Tairus. Perhaps since Tairus plays the same role on the course of Roshanim Kippur and Sukkot. We have a time, Dish Hashem B'Matzai, we know Kash Baruch is with us throughout El. He's with us even more through Asar Shemei Tshuva. All the more so Yom Kippur and by Nila, a climax. Then we take it on into Sukkot, and the days are closing, they're moving away from us. We move beyond them and we're leaving them. And we have a moment of high, we want to capture that. Hashem says, stay one more day and I'll tell you how to take it forward, I'll teach you the lesson. Dance the Torah, take it forward with you, because if you take my Torah with you, you'll know wherever you are throughout the year, as long as you keep that Kesher Torah, you have your Zdarim, you have your way of Kviyas Batayr, you have your way to immerse yourself in Torah right there, that will keep your Kesher going. If you take that with you, that will always be a way to keep the Kesher going, even if we're not at the time of Dirshu Hashem B'Matzai. Hashem is at a further distance from us, and during those special days, we can still keep those moments going and hopefully continue our inspiration for the rest of the year.